Rescue and recovery efforts remain underway in flood-ravaged Kentucky. The death toll on Tuesday stood at 37 after floodwaters deluged multiple communities in the eastern part of the state. Now the state faces an additional threat as dangerously high temperatures settle over Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear warned residents working to salvage what they can to be careful in the heat.
We're bringing in water by the truckloads. We're going to make sure we have enough for you.
Some of that water is coming from right here in central Illinois. Normal-based Midwest Food Bank has so far sent two semi-loads of bottled water to affected areas in Kentucky with plans for more. Michael Hoffman is the procurement and logistics manager for Midwest Food Bank. He says they knew there would be a need for clean water, but were still surprised by just how great that need turned out to be.
The first load of water, semi-load of water, that's a lot of water, in 1 hour was pretty much gone.
Hoffman says the volunteer driver went immediately to a distribution center in Fairfield, Illinois, to retrieve another semi-load. Hoffman says it's difficult to overstate just how desperate conditions are in Kentucky's nearly 30 flooded communities.
But imagine, you know, you got communities that don't have any water that they can, I mean, even some of them aren't even under a boil order. They're just like, don't touch the water type of thing.
Hoffman says after a disaster, aid organizations work fast to decide how to meet survivors' needs. He says in addition to water, Kentucky residents need shelf-stable food.
We've also gotten the call to build our family food boxes that we do for Salvation Army, a box of food that can feed a family of four for 4 or 5 days.
That includes items like canned fruit and vegetables, pasta and pasta sauce. And while donations help, Hoffman says the most effective way to aid people in Kentucky is to donate money or time.
We'll do the responding and we'll do the driving and we'll do the packing and we'll get all that down there. You want to help financially? Awesome. You want to help pack boxes? That opportunity is available to pack those family food boxes.
Hoffman says donations are especially important because of inflation. The expense to fuel trucks sent into Kentucky is incredibly high, he says. And rising costs aren't just a consideration in disaster relief. Hoffman says food pantries that were already busy are now reporting a 25% increase in people seeking services. Hoffman says there tends to be misconceptions about who visits food pantries and why.
I can tell you that the vast majority, big chunk of all the pantries that do work and hand out food, the biggest chunk is the people who are working and just can't quite make ends meet.
Hoffman says inflation has amplified that situation as families operating on shoestring budgets have no room in the margins to account for the rising cost of everything.
A single mom, a family that's working on two incomes and they're just barely making ends meet and they have to get to their job, and now gas is $5 a gallon. Well, thankfully it's down lower than that now, but still $4 a gallon is terrible.
Hoffman says he especially worries about families as the beginning of the school year approaches. He wonders how parents are supposed to afford supplies for kids given the cost of essentials like food and gas.
That takes a chunk of the budget. Something's got to give.
Hoffman says while relief efforts like those in Kentucky deservedly draw attention, organizations like Midwest Food Bank will continue to address the quieter emergency unfolding every day in households across America. And as inflation persists, it's an emergency that shows no signs of receding.